Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
The Quilted Bananas program plays every Sunday, 10 to 11am, with news, views and music.
A collective of presenters, advertisers, community events and discusses news of interest to lesbians, queer women and non-binary folk.
We have interviews about past and future sports and cultural events, politics, films, art shows.
The program is sponsored through the generosity of the Rural Foundation.
And it plays every Sunday from 10 to 11am on Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM.
Atamaria koutou, tai au manuia. Welcome everybody to the Raw Fish Show under the Quilted Bananas program. It's 10 o'clock at Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM. And it's about 11 degrees outside, partly cloudy, but it's quite warm, eh, folks? And I'd like to welcome back to the studio our guest co-hosts, Rako and Tiffany Wayne. And as usual, we've got Stay at Kuta, the Sabo, doing the tech for us. How is everybody? And manawa te a matariki, folks. How are you all?
Good.
And thanks for coming into the studio.
Kia ora, I'm good. Yes, I am.
Rako, put your mic closer to you. We're going to be chatting, having chats about matariki, whatever's on our minds. We've got some pānui as well. I've got an update from Tu Chapman with the gender bill petition. Stop. Is it New Zealand First or ACT? New Zealand First.
Winston,
yeah. Winston Peters, a bill that he wants to propose, put through. I'll give you an update later of that. I had a quick chat this morning via messenger with Tu Chapman. And we've got lots of new music. And especially from locals. So we've got South Coast by Diva Mahal right now and Suzanne, Mark Ronson. Anyone a fan of Mark Ronson? And has anyone heard of Ray, the singer from England? She's amazing. No? How have you been, Kuta? I haven't seen you for at least a month. I heard you were road tripping again up to the Waikato.
That was a good break for me. I have been. I went to Waikato to get some sun. You know, 3 days of sun, sitting on the rugby patch, watching young moko play rugby. But it was warm. It's what I was worried about.
What did you do, like, in the initial beginning of matariki? Because it's not just the public holiday. It's actually like a loose time period, and we'll get more into the nitty gritty of that after we play some music. But what did you do initially?
I think one of the things I went, because matariki was also about whānau, and my sister came over from Australia, so I didn't want to miss out because my other sister was going over there too, and so I suddenly took leave and I went and spent time with my whānau. Aye. So that was really a good thing because my niece, she's a fabulous cook.
You were saying.
Oh, yeah, and my nephew, he taught us how to do, well, it was about kai as well, isn't it? So he taught us how to do, a mushroom sauce with the mushroom sachet and cream. Oh, yeah. And it was quick hairs. Yeah. So we did kai, whānau time, and it was a real nice catch up.
How about you, Rako and Wayne? How's your matariki pōanga going so far?
You can go first.
Okay.
Yeah. So polite.
Didn't get off to a good start because I've been sick, but it was definitely a time to rest and catch up with whānau and stuff like that as well. Yeah, awesome. That's good.
How about you, Wayne?
Oh, we had Dad at Tite Bay. He had a dinner.
How's your dad?
Oh, he's good. He had all his kids around, you know, acting like, what would you call it, the cock of the roast.
Oh, yeah, because you've got a really big family, eh?
Yeah, and Dad's still one of those, you know, still a dad. It's time to shush now. He's got time to talk. I'm middle-aged. I can't handle it, but I handle it for my and for whānau.
What was the star dish of the menu of what you guys had for Kai?
Let's start off with, I didn't want to see anyone. I wanted to stay home. Do my sewing, bury that, and then start the spring afresh. Get rid of all my old materials. But no, Dad needs what Dad needs. You get there and you just do matariki with the whānau. And it was lovely, actually. I always end up enjoying it, even though I initially don't want to go.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's awesome. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of that. Got some music. So this is a brand new song by Diva Mahal, and it's called South Coast. She's based here in Wellington. It's a bloody cracking tune. And if you have a chance, catch the video. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
I often, like, hold myself back because I don't always feel safe to, like, open up my feelings and be as loving as I am and as I want to be and feel as loved as I want to feel. And it's just, I keep thinking that I, like, don't want to do that so much with you, that I just want to, like, be open and be loving. And I think I get the feeling that both of us are, like, wanting that. So hopefully I'm right.
Whakarongo koe ki te Ika Mata Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.
Eyes are like the ocean, her nails are painted green. A cigarette in her mouth and she mouths, hey dear, how you been? Grey skies out the window, but she's a summer breeze. Come and set the tone, I dare, come sit down next to me, Susan. Her hair hangs like curtains, her smile is warm like June. She blinks in slow motion just like something in the Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes, you can't tell she's into you. She's a winding road that I've been running on down since I was 7 years old. That's just how you are. I whisper to the waiter, a glass of something strong. Says I'm about to finally tell you how I've been feeling all along. I said to
Well, that was a cracker of a tune. You're listening to The Royal Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that awesome new song was from Mark Ronson featuring Ray. Obviously, it's called Suzanne. And before that, we opened up with local diva, Diva Mahal and South Coast. You were rocking to that, eh, Wayne?
Yeah, I think she sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, amazing.
Can't wait to hear more from her.
Yeah, same. Hopefully she is going to tour. I don't know if it's an upcoming EP or album, but that's the first song I listened to an interview with Diva. She was on one of the local Māori radio shows, and she was saying how it is the first time she's kind of produced and co-wrote the song herself.
Oh, by herself. That's probably why I love hearing it.
Yeah, I think she co-wrote it with another artist from here, but is based in London. Is there?
Oh, nice. Poneke.
Yeah.
I've worked on a video clip for Stia.
Yeah. So you can kind of hear that like EDM-y influence there, but it's kind of like R&B, soulful. Yeah, it's awesome. And the video's amazing. Like,
can't
it's
wait. I'm
really
going to
cool.
Go home and do the Google.
Strong black women on that. So we're going to get into the nitty gritty of Matariki.
Right.
And we're like, so it's not just Matariki though. It's slash Puanga, depending on where you are in the motu in Aotearoa.
And what you would cultivate for food, that would change everything.
The public holiday is based on the winter rising of the cluster in the early morning sky during the tangaroa period of the lunar month of Pipiri. Yep. There are a number of different approaches to identifying when the Māori New Year is observed and celebrated. But because Māori follow an environmental calendar system that takes into account the sun, various stars, the moon, and other ecological indicators, a broader understanding of the natural world is needed when marking the Matariki Puanga ceremony. And so there are regional and tribal variations where Māori mark the new year by observing the pre-dawn rising of stars in the winter. And why the public holiday date differs, because it isn't just a one day, it's a special time period.
Yeah.
The year is divided into seasons, months, and lunar phases. So time is determined by a number of factors, including the position of the sun, the phase of the moon, and the rising and setting of stars. And Māori take into account the position of the sun when it rises, various stars that appear in the morning before the sun, and the different lunar phases. These events give us the markers of time. So the public holiday date always falls on the closest Friday to the Tangaroa lunar period during the lunar month of Pipiri. Was it? Yeah. Am I saying that right? Tangaroa is not a single phase of the moon, but rather the last quarter period of the lunar calendar. Because of this, the dates to celebrate Matariki will differ from year to year.
Pipiri.
Yeah, Pipiri. Pipiri. Oh, okay.
And the P is a bit of a B.
So before, when we started off in the morning just earlier on, we were talking about what everyone had been doing. Oh, you were telling us about, was it your ramen noodle meal? And just how the importance of kai during Matariki.
Yeah, I was cooking up a dumpling noodle soup with bok choy for when I was feeling sick. But it helped me feel a bit better.
So that's health.
Yeah.
Are you were talking about your dad and the sausage curry.
Oh, well, we didn't get sausage curry this time. It was a surprising mince dish that I enjoyed.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, dad's sausage curry sometimes has flour water instead of cream in it. Oh, no.
We were talking about
food
trauma.
Sorry, Dad, if you can hear me, I love you.
I'm getting triggered. But I loved how you were saying that it's a time for you where you're because it's hoarders, you're going to it's time for a spring clean renewal.
I am a hoarder, and it is a well-known fact that people that grow up in poverty, Ruaturia, we hoard, and I really got to get my sewing to. So it's a winter period, so you're thinking about we're laying things to rest, we're making space because, you're going to have spring coming soon. So I get out the sewing gear and I try and wipe out as many items as I can because I make my own.
That's cool. Stuff. How long have you been doing that for?
Oh, since the beginning.
You even think about it, eh? Yeah. But now that, because it's been this was the fourth year that it's official public holiday, which is great because it's ours. This is something that belongs to this country and
to
nowhere
each
else.
Each of us there, you can connect to where your people would get food and think about Matariki in that way. And then you would think about where you are locally and think about their Matariki.
Love it. I think I don't mean to, but because I always organise events every year for this time period, so in a way, I don't get to rest, which I really. Yeah. I'm not complaining,
busy. I got to get in contact with you.
Yeah, every year now, I'm like, oh no, maybe I should just say I'm going on annual leave so I can. But I actually. I changed my mindset a bit and I went, no, okay, you've got to just make sure to rest. Don't say yes to stuff that you know. Right. Make sure you got the time when you're not working. Use it to take your downtime out, eat, blah, blah, blah. Right. And I got to do stuff I wanted to do.
You don't want to do anything unnecessary.
Yeah. So I went to for Matariki opening weekend in Paikākāriki, which is where I live, at the Memorial Hall, the people who run the local museum arranged a Paikākāriki history weekend all weekend. And I was really lucky on Friday, me and my mate Hidewini, we got to listen to Maria Pomare speak for an hour and 45 minutes. And she's like, her great-great-grandfather is Maui Pomare, and obviously Māori Land Court stat kura knows who that is. We all probably do or know a little bit. But and her ancestor is Kahe Te Reo Te Rangi, who's one of the signatories on Te Tiriti in the portion here in Te Whanganui Ātara. But also, you know, a rangatira, how do you say it? Is there a feminine no version of that?
It's both rangatira.
Okay, everyone, all incorporated.
So she's well known one for swimming from, I think it's Kapiti Island to Waikanae with her baby on her back.
That's right.
To warn the local iwi of the incoming tribal war party.
We were diving with no goggles back then, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's this guy I follow. He's got heaps of followers now out there. Tuku. That guy doesn't matter. Winter, you know. He just goes in with a pair of shorts and, like, crappy old trainers and no knife. He just shoves everything, like, using the bottom part of his head. Like, he's impressive.
There's a few cousins that can use the seaweed, you know, breathe through the seaweed.
But yeah, that guy, he's beast in the hut. I follow him on YouTube, and now he's got his own merch. People, he's really popular now, and I'm just really happy for him. But we're going on about Masiri. There was something I wanted to ask you, and I forgot because I just got really hyper.
We were sewing. I chuck out all the old crap anyway from the hoarding. We were talking about poverty hoarding. Are you a poverty hoarder? Because Matariki can help you out. Matariki, you can get it done. Check it out.
I know, I'm not going to go there. But yeah, so Kahe Te Reo Te Rangi is her tipuna. And so I was really lucky. And she had the tonga.
How about they don't tell people? I want to see that on Facebook so we're all showing up at the marae.
Well, she had her hei tiki on, and then she had a patu that belonged to Te Reo Paraha.
Oh, see, I would go to see that.
And she was letting people touch it and take photographs.
Do you want to do that at the museum now?
I want to invite her to come and speak at Te Wakahoe for the Wellington Heritage Festival. So
well,
I hope I get to do that.
Well, that is a fabulous thing that is actually very interesting and local.
Yeah.
Whereas we are seeing things from overseas coming to Te Papa, whereas things are right here that we... I bet you heaps of people will want to see that.
It was packed out, exactly. And we felt... Because it was free as well. Then the next day... a local teacher, he talked about early Māori history, which was really interesting, like the settlement of the local area, because where I am, it's Ngāti Haumea. And they're not a hapū of Ngāti Toa, they're actually a sister iwi, which was, I didn't know that. And then after him, we had Apirana Taylor, the poet. Oh man, he was...
You got to think about with the iwis and tribes too, a lot of them were... You would call them sort of sub-tribes, but they were more a mingling of two different tribes.
Stuff is interesting for me to learn about because it starts to be a little bit more clearer.
And they're not really a sub-tribe because I come from sort of one of those, but at the same time we were great land barons, so we weren't a sub-tribe as such.
Yeah, she was quite adamant about we're not a sub-tribe, sister iwi.
We're our own things.
Exactly.
You've got seven different peoples here. You're going to have peoples in between them.
I think that's going to happen, though, like in a colonised place, where everyone tries to put everyone into a box.
Well, we're not different peoples, really. We were learning to get on for 300 years,
But yeah, that was how I spent my Matariki, so it wasn't just about work.
It was the coolest one I've heard so far. I feel jealous, and why didn't anyone know this was happening?
For me personally was. But I guess everyone in the village, I did put it out a few pānui, but...
Oh, next time I'll Hawkeye your
I'll have to send them in private to you. Because I don't think... Because I do flick, but I flick a lot of stuff.
That's what I mean. I'm like, ADHD. No, I'll have to watch.
Oh, Discord.
So I'll get an AI with a filter. Filter out the stuff that's relevant to me, please.
Well, we're going to have a little break, and I've got another brand new song, and it's written especially for Matariki. Mm-hmm. This is from guy from Up Your Ways, Rob Reduha.
Oh, lovely.
With Troy Kingi and a few others. This song is, this waiata is Matariki Hunganui. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
The stars in the sky
shining on the year that's gone by,
lighting up a path in the night,
feeling like I'm ready to fly. It's a new day, it's a new way, it's a new year. Kia whaka nui a Matariki hunga nui.
Ka hoki ngā mahara, sister and my brother.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Happy Matariki!
Other languages, Happy New Year.
For those of you who have just tuned in, hey, cut that music out. Stop. Oh, everything's going perfect. And yes, you just had to sabotage me, eh, mofo?
You should have stopped.
Welcome back to the Office Show under the Quarter Bananas program. You're listening to Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. And that was Rob Ruha and Troy Kingi with a new song, Matariki Hunganui. Mm-hmm. So back into Matariki, I've got guest co-host Starko and Tiffany Wayne and the Sabo, of course, stay at Kura on the decks. So we're talking about plans ahead. You know, what's it? New Year's resolutions. Aye.
Because yeah. We're in that period now where we're in a cocoon, right? It's cold, yeah. It's miserable. You're going to have the Uber rates. We'll try and cook people, but yes.
We'll deliver it easy on Afterpay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's hot. Mm. But, yeah, it's obviously time for spring. New things, babies are coming, baby birds. Well, Māori babies come at any time, but oh, yum. Baby birds are coming.
Baby lambs, roast lamb.
Yum. That is nice, actually.
So do you guys have a vision board? How you do it? goals, a list? How do you do your plans for the new year?
Well, I'm middle-aged now, so I'm serious. So yep. There's a roundabout goal, not really a on the date or dot in time. And you don't want depression at this age.
But I'm in my 20s. So.
You don't want to restrict yourself too much, yeah. Hey?
And then you also know at this age that the path is flying off sometimes and you just got to go with it.
Yeah. Hold on.
Like so, the show today.
So anything worth mentioning? Is there anything that sticks out for you?
Like a goal of mine or a resolution?
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah. Like prioritising my haora.
Oh,
learning when to say no to kaupapa that I'm that I don't have capacity for, or
having boundaries.
Yeah, having boundaries.
That's
very
important to know how much you can handle, really. Eh?
Yeah.
So it's don't overload yourself.
I've got a few kaupapa coming up as well.
Oh, what's that?
That's formula for success.
I'm excited. Are we allowed to know at least one? Let us in.
Gonna be in a book.
Oh,
a book chapter.
Oh, what kind of book chapter are you? Oh, that's right, because you're a macadamia, eh?
Are you allowed to say?
Are you allowed to?
Is a secret a bit?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, just teasing us.
But you'll come back and tell us about it, when it just before it launches.
Once it's published.
Yeah, cool.
Oh.
Just have lots of wananga coming up as well.
What's that thing next to your cup, Udaku?
Tongpuro.
Oh, what's that? Is that yours?
Yeah.
You gonna tell us a bit more about?
That's beautiful. Pūtuino.
Did you make it?
Yeah, I sanded it, but we got given these shaped for us at a wānanga, and I got to put string around it and choose a feather from any of the manu that they had harvested.
That's
and I chose a pukiko feather.
Yeah, I love the purple. Is that almost?
Oh, did you say pukiko?
Yeah.
I haven't eaten one yet. There's so many of them. Anyway, keep going.
Is that indigo colour and the black feathers?
Yeah.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Right? Beautiful colours.
Yeah.
We'll have to take a photo of you with it after our thing and put it up so people can see what we're talking about.
That's the
Putorino.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And you've put out a new track, eh? Is it Kainga?
Yeah.
I heard it. So tell us, you learned something new. This is pretty cool.
I learned how to, I won't play it for you now, but I learned how to make a trumpet sound from this part. Oh no, this part of that my other pūtorino.
You got two?
Yeah.
And you're not going to just give us a little tiny demonstration of what you learned?
I don't want to mess up.
Well, Bob the Bulldogs. No, I'm kidding. No pressure. No pressure. But we've only got 7 listeners, so.
A little bit of pressure.
But that's awesome. Yeah, I heard the track. You can check it out on Bandcamp. Hey, people can.
Yeah.
What's the name you go under? Or is it
Darko?
And the track's called Kainga. And they can find you on Bandcamp.
I can send the link through.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. And I'll put that up on the Quarter Bananas page.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was loud as. And you said you wake up your flatmates, eh?
Yeah.
When you discovered how to do it. That's pretty cool. What about you, Wayne?
Oh,
what's something that sticks out?
I've been working on performing in music the last few years. But I've just finished doing a music video that we'll be releasing, so not for myself, was it?
Te Kura Huia,
eh? Someone who
last one.
Yeah, not my first Aotearoa girl. There's been Skylar Love. It's another one I did, one of her music videos, and I loved it. That was a while ago. There's been a few girls. Yeah, I should actually put a list up.
What exactly did you do with Te Kura Huia on her upcoming music video?
Oh, the whole styling, the whole hair, makeup, outfit. It was 2 days of craziness. I can't, it's a blur. You mostly are just doing as fast as you can work.
Oh yeah.
So I think we went through 4 looks a day.
Wow.
Full hair and makeup.
And yeah, it's about to drop the video. Oh, I'm so excited.
And then you know the whānau's got 2 days and you make it work.
Do you know how I found out you were working on it? Because she put up a video And of the mate, she's like, oh, da da da, my music. And then I heard this voice goes, lecturing her, going, and you know, da 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 da. Anyway, I know that bloody voice. And then I was so happy because it was like, you weren't doing it in a condescending way, but it was like you were
directing.
It was great. It was great. And I was like, I love her energy.
A lot of the younger girls don't know their angles, and she's a gorgeous, gorgeous girl. So I was just giving her a quick 5-0, but she knows pretty much what she's doing. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, Wayne's in anti-lecture mode.
So when your video drops, will you be able to send it to Lani?
I think it's dropping soon.
It's very soon. Yeah, I followed to Kirohia and I've worked with her on. Oh, she did the Moana activation for Hui Takatapui last November.
Oh, yeah.
We got up at 5:30 in the bloody morning and went to Te Tahipe, your future home where your dad lives. But it was awesome. Like, I put up a photo. Oh, it was great. But yeah, I love working with her, and I'll be working with her again soon for an artist response series to the He Kura Toi Tangata Waitangi Tribunal exhibition. Yeah, you guys should come.
I was going to look at you going, hey.
Going to have another break here. Another brand new song from a local New Zealand born Samoan artist, Tree. And this song is called With Love. And you're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quilted Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Whakarongo koe ki te Ikamata Show under the Quilted Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Now I'm a feminist. I see your inner beauty, but I've also seen that ass, and let me say that you a cutie.
I'm not just about the booty, girl. Tell me your dreams. We can manifest together while I'm making you scream.
I don't do that weak shit. Boys who wanna fight to keep a woman in a place. I like a grown ass woman with her own life. Baby, put that ass up on my face. You like my style? Baby, I'm a baddie. Yeah. Matter of fact, you can call me Zaddy. You like my style? Baby, I'm a baddie.
Yeah. We can both be alphas.
I like it when you play with me. I like it when you gay with me.
We can both be alphas.
I like it when you play with me. I like it when you gay with me.
We can both be alphas.
I like the way that you groove. I like the way that you use.
We can both be alphas.
I like the way that you move. I like the way that you do.
I like them older, I like them bolder. I wanna question my existence when I try to hold her. I like them older, I like them bolder. I like it when she knows it's all, cause I don't wanna mold her.
Fuck up my life, baby, fuck up my mood. Do what you like to me, Zaddy is good. Fuck up my life, baby, fuck up my mood. Do what you like to me.
We can both be alphas.
I like it when you play with me. I like it when you gay with me.
We can both be alphas.
Kia ora koutou, tala falava. Welcome back. You're listening to the Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And that was Dope St. Jude, black queer artist, with this awesome new track called Alphas. And we're back to just trying to tidily wrap up our Matariki kōrero. And the one thing that we hadn't covered yet, Wayne,
was the putting to rest of loved ones, and not just loved ones, but people you admire that have passed in the following year. If you haven't done it before, though, you could add everyone you loved to the list for your first one, and that's just to help lay them to rest so that when spring comes, you can start afresh and, yeah, help heal the heart as well. So we've had, New Zealand in general has had a loss recently that we've...
Yes, as promised. So it's also Pānui time. We've been following. We had Tu Chapman as a guest a couple of months ago, who started the Stop the New Zealand First Gender Petition Bill. Mm. And we were promised that every month we would provide an update on how it's going. I think last time I had a look at the website, I counted there were 10,000 odd signatures. And I touched and checked in with Tu. And Tu said normally... should be providing an update on the Stop the Gender Bill petition by Tu Chapman, supported by Te Pāti Māori. However, given the sudden passing of Takutai Moana Tash Kemp, she just wanted to take this moment to acknowledge her and her family. Rest in love, Takutai.
Aye.
So that's what I love about... the first time I came across... Matariki learned about its existence was in the mid 90s through someone who's Taranaki Whānui, and they told me this little story, and I tell this all the time to people because I think it's important to pass that knowledge on. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, you know, yeah, our ancestors, you know, would cook food, hangi, whatever, and put it out there, and the smells go up to our tupuna up in the heavens. And I went, oh my God, that's so beautiful. So for the last 4 years, I've been running a Matariki event up at Space Place, and Kura came last year, attended last year. And this was a tribute to that memory when I first learned about Matariki or Pōanga, and a tribute to Mana Whenua. And I've called the event Hākari Below the Stars.
That's even more than mentioning them, is giving them a sniff of their favourite foods.
Yeah, I just thought it was such a beautiful thing.
That's gorgeous. We didn't do that where I'm from, so I love that. I'll be adding that to the list.
Yeah, because what do you guys do where you're from?
I was more concentrated probably more on the putting to rest and the making space for the new. But just this year, Dad did the mentioning of the fallen, which was actually beautiful. Like, it was our first time doing it properly. But I think he's decolonised himself in such a huge way that's actually inspiring.
How about you, Raku?
What was the question?
Like, what do you do in terms of remembrance during Matariki? Or, you know?
There's a lot of, usually just a lot of reflection in accessing what I can at the time.
Yeah.
Because
how long has it been since you're aware, like, my Matariki journey, as I said, started in the mid-90s, but didn't really pick up until probably...
Well, I'm the same. Mine will be all my whole life, but it's not really the absorption of the whole of what it is, incorporates.
Yeah.
You know what
probably
I mean?
Probably like 5+ years, because I've been just reconnecting into my whakapapa and stuff.
Yeah, and how's that journey going so far?
Pretty good, but it's also quite challenging at times.
Yeah, it'd be quite daunting, eh?
Yeah.
Good on you, though, for staying the course. What about you, Kura, in terms of remembering loved ones?
Yeah, I think I'm similar to Rako with about reflection. So, you know, the whole hotapu ceremony and those sorts of ceremonies are relatively
that's
new.
Yes, that's a hotapu.
So it's like you knew like Matariki was the was a time of change. And like certainly for me, it would be like an individual, you know, like just walking down the beach, say I kind of care for myself and for my family, you know, sort of do the water sort of ritual. But it was more individual than a sort of celebration as it is now with people. So
well, it does, if you think about it, it makes sense in reality, unlike Christmas or New Year's, we've placed a time, you know what I mean? It actually correlates to food production, to fall and winter and spring. Like it correlates to the universe.
And it's not centred around spending a lot of money, which is what Christmas is.
Yeah, I'm just feel like that global capitalist holiday is gonna become irrelevant. I'm surprised we're still celebrating it, but things take time. And even like Palangi New Year's, that's going to become irrelevant too. And I'm really happy about it because it doesn't snow here during Christmas time.
No.
It's summer. It's just, all that stuff. But buying stuff, it's horrible. And anyway, I'm going to start going on and on. I just want to take the time to say thank you so much, Rako, for coming in today and co-hosting with us. And thank you for playing the rocks during my sweep. That was awesome. I finally got you to play something. And Wayne, thank you for coming in at the last minute because I got Wayne. I said, oh, Raku's sick, might not be able to make it. Can you come in? I know it's like last minute. And those other ways are like, yeah, of course, I'll be there.
I was messaging all night going, what are we talking about? And then I get a message when I wake up. I'm like, wow.
I was overthinking it. And I'm like, I'm busy. Yeah, I went last night. I went to see Tofinga's sold out show at the State Opera House, Hush Your Mouth.
Making more jealous.
And
all
it
the
was
time.
Amazing. I went by myself, and my friend was one of the openers. Opiti Waka, Goldie, you did such an amazing job. You're getting too slick, bro. Getting too slick for us. But I can't wait till these guys start filling stadiums around the world because that's where they're heading to. So that's a goodbye from me. Any last words, Kura? To our 7 fans?
Looking for number 8, but
thank you for joining my 2 fans week. For joining us today, my 2 fans. That's 9 people now.
Yeah, thanks for listening in. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Manawatea Matariki.
I hang here till I need to move. Just let the peace from the loop. I keep making art out of a heartbreak. Squeezing lemons to lemonade. There are some things I can control. It's a shabby trap to get home. My exit choice is off flame. I'm no record label, no fame. Do this, do that, don't this. No, don't do that, they tell me do this. Do that, don't this, no, don't do that. I am sure that.
Kate Fakarongo Koe Kite Ikmata Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Fight the powers that be.
to me is he straight out racist. The sucker was simple and plain.
Motherfucker, you mean John Wayne?
Cause I'm black and I'm proud.
Already
I'm hyped cause I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample, look back, you looking fine. Nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say?
Yeah.
Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power. Fight the power.
Okay, talk to me about
a movie, one of my whānau from Aotearoa, Kath Akuhata Brown.
Oh, that's right.
A movie recently called Corker that you saw.
Yes, so I forgot to recommend, if you haven't seen Corker, go and bloody see it. It's a movie, as Wayne was saying, directed by Kath Akuhata Brown. She's from Aotearoa as well. She's whānau. I was very lucky to watch it at the Roxy Cinema in Miramar on Tuesday evening.
Did you love it?
With a couple of friends. Oh, it was amazing. There's this beautiful scene, and it's not a spoiler, where the two main characters break down in the middle of nowhere and it's raining, and it was just an amazing, beautiful shot. Big, amazing, beautiful scenes of the stars, the sky, which is really apt because of the Matariki period at the moment.
Well, I'm excited. So that cinematography, brilliant. I heard you need tissues.
Yes. There's something that happens and I went, oh my God, Kath, that's so brutal. So brutal. How dare you? But
warning, you need tissues. Tissues.
And Te Kohe is in it, for those of you who love that man. Brilliant film, really reminded me of a lot of the output put out in the 80s with the New Zealand film. So congratulations to Kath Akuhata Brown. That's Corker. I don't know where it's showing. Go find out. Go book your tickets online.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.